And, you know, in a lot of cases, the ground is still pretty saturated from the last batch of rain. So that last rain was enough to flood out some roads, like some freeways, and basically make it, you know, close down the freeway and make it impossible to get into San Francisco. If you remember that day, it took 4 hours for us to get in. It sounds like it'll be even crazier this time out. They're saying 8 inches of rain in 36 hours, which doesn't necessarily sound like that much, I guess. But, you know, this area is not, the infrastructure isn't necessarily, like, the drainage is not necessarily built to handle it. And there's also the part where fucking no one here knows how to fucking drive when it rains. So, so we'll see. This guy's on rollerblades. He doesn't seem to give a shit. So far, Waze is saying it'll only take 48 minutes to get where I'm going, but I don't think that's right. So it's frustrating, you know, like, this shouldn't be that big of a deal. You know, as weather goes, it's not that extreme, but the winds, if the winds get up that high, then that's, you know, that's trees falling over, that's power lines falling over, that's shingles getting ripped off roofs. Stuff that doesn't happen all that often around here. Like, it does not get that windy. Yeah, the flags here at the Moscone Center are definitely going. And then, yeah, so Petaluma, there's a flood warning in town until from basically now or a few hours from now to 4 a.m. on Friday. Very thick, very ominous looking clouds in the sky. That's all, I don't know, like, it's weird, you know, I'm kind of excited. That's probably a stupid thing to think, but hey. It just sucks, because this has the potential to be hugely disruptive to, like, us, the stuff we're shooting, the stuff, you know, like getting back on track with some quick looks. Like, we got a couple out. We recorded the crew and the Destiny DLC. And then Dan and Brad, or Dan and Drew, did I Am Bread. So those are at least shot. And, you know, everybody else, the exception of Jason, is in San Francisco. So hopefully, even when the storm hits, they'll still be able to get in and get stuff done, even if I can't. So, shit, I don't know. was one of the things where I got in this morning and was just like, oh, storm's coming, I guess, whatever, who cares? And then everyone was like, so what are you doing? What are you going to do? People kept walking up and going, what are you going to do tomorrow? And like, I have to come to work and do shit? I don't know. They're like, you're coming in? That's fucking crazy. And after about five people said I was insane for thinking about coming into the office tomorrow, I started thinking, well, maybe I need to think about this. So I don't fucking know. We'll see. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow and it'll be fine. The worry, though, like the worst case scenario is that you wake up, it's fine, you say, fuck it, I'm going to work, and then get trapped here. That's way worse. Waze still has not acknowledged the route I'm taking. It's still, like, just wants me to turn left, which is the opposite of where I want to go. Unless it's trying to tell me to take the Bay Bridge. For whatever reason, it's currently unable to even calculate alternate routes. It just says, please wait. What the fuck's going on? Maybe if I kill the app, reopen it? I don't know. No network. Current route and traffic may not be accurate. No events on route. Great, so is Waze just fucking down, and that's why it says, hey, there's no traffic, you're cool. Oh, boy. If I used a proper mapping app. I don't know, there are things that Waze does really well that I kind of like. You know, you get candy, for example. But, you know, sometimes you just can't beat Google fucking Maps. Let the devil tell you how to get home. Thanks, Google. My phone just not working for shit? What the f- I've had nothing but trouble today. I'm gonna reboot this thing. Because, I mean, I'm broadcasting out of this Verizon ass iPad, so obviously the network is still semi-functional. I don't know why my phone would be having so much trouble. We'll reboot it and see what happens. I did update the firmware today. Not to beta firmware, just to, like, 8.1.2 or whatever. It's weird for 5.15, there's not that much traffic out here, and I don't know what to make of that. Oh, I didn't actually install it. Okay, I just downloaded it. Great. Because it popped up and said, hey, just get this firmware, son. Okay, now it is all networked up. So that means it's now going to, like, calculate the route, pop up and say, like, oh, you're fucked, kid.
Stay to the right.
Still says NA. Oh, that,
Street.
I can do that. All right, now it's saying it'll take an hour 18, which is a little more reasonable. Or, I mean, a little more believable. They show all these other icons of other Waze users on this map. And I wonder how accurate it is. You know, is there someone really at this corner up here using it? I mean, there couldn't be, because that corner is not... That's a one-way street. There wouldn't be a car sitting right there. Unless it's that park...
West Avenue.
You don't really want me to do that, do you? Franklin has timed lights. It's far, it's way better than Van Ness. You know, it is showing significant traffic on Franklin and not on Van Ness, so if we believe that this thing is accurate...
Right on Van Ness Avenue.
No way. Van Ness looks like it's going all types of shitty. Eh. Actually, maybe it is pretty cleared up. Fuck, I don't know. Who cares? They both go to the same place. You better run, man. Cross this one too. Damn it. Street. The ultimate in jack moves. That's what I'm pulling. That was badass. So far, we're kind of cruising. It's kind of a status. I mean, that has to mean that the freeways will be on fire when I get there. But so far, this says it'll take 1 hour and 13 minutes to get home from here. I don't know. Five minutes ago, some Waze user said that Lombard is at a complete standstill. Great. Let's turn on to Lombard then. Vallejo. It's Vallejo. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's looking like this,
This is looking all kinds of fucked up.
I don't know. Traffic seems to be flowing at a decent clip. I'm glad to have finally gotten that quick look for the crew recorded. That one's been kind of gnawing away at me a little bit. Hey, we even got the multiplayer to work. So, that's exciting.
Red light camera reported ahead.
Uh-oh. I don't know, for a street that people were saying was at a complete standstill, this has been pretty much fine. Of course, now I'm stuck because there's a left turn lane overflowing into my lane. It's preventing me from going straight, even though the road is relatively clear, but you win some, you lose some. Finished the third Destiny story mission for the DLC today as well. Not that that's much of a feat, but there you go. I did it. That stuff is like somewhat more engaging than the stuff that's in the main game, I guess. They seem to be learning. But it still feels like artificially padded out. Like, as soon as you finish those missions, like, they lock up the strike until you've completed some shit. And then there are bounties. Like, it's basically like, go kill 20 rats, and then you can experience the next piece of content. Like, no, fuck you. I paid for it. Should have put more content in it if you wanted this thing to last longer. Four minutes ago, someone reported heavy traffic on the freeway and on the Golden Gate Bridge. Now it's saying an hour and 6 minutes, 6:44 p.m. is the ETA. Place your bets, I guess. Oh, you already bet. Okay. Stretch of road I'm on right now just turned red in this app. That can't be good, right? Four minutes ago, someone said there was a complete standstill on the Golden Gate Bridge. And someone gave it a thumbs up. Okay. Well. Far, this run up to the bridge doesn't seem that bad. yeah, it's fine. Right here. Speed limit's 35. We're all going 50. But we're not to the bridge yet. It's traffic talk. I hope you guys are enjoying this fucking blow breakdown of commute traffic and the fucking incoming weather disaster. Current events, man. Current events. All right, I'm in this tunnel. It's very bright. It's very bright. And all these cars are starting to slow down, trapping me in the bright tunnel. Okay, we made it out. We made it out. Oh.
Police reported ahead.
Police. Shit. Everybody play it cool. And 0.2 miles, supposedly a cop up here. Well, this shitty traffic is shitty up here. We're inching our way onto the Golden Gate Bridge here. And a lot of these lanes merge down because of all the construction they're doing at the bridge. So it's kind of always fucked right here. 175 feet is the cop there. Keep my eyes peeled, man. Keep my eyes peeled. I see no police. But there's so much traffic. Nope, no police. I pushed the no police button. On Waze. conceptually really interesting, the whole, like, hey, we're going to, like, crowdsource traffic information. Thing. It's a cool idea. All right. The spot on the Golden Gate Bridge that is supposed to tell you how many lanes are open is just flashing the word caution. Is Waze reliable? It's generally, I'd say, yeah, it's been pretty reliable. It's not perfect. Like, you can't go into it. I mean, like, any kind of traffic app is going to, you know, make guesses about this current state of the road. But when you're traveling a solid distance, like, you know, I'm going 38 miles still. So the condition of the roads can change dramatically by the time I get there. You know, there can be accidents. There's all kinds of stuff that can happen. So there's only so much you can plan ahead. And you know, the information gets stale quickly, too. So, you know, I imagine they have a lot of algorithms in place. Like, they set decays on things like police reported here. Or, you know, like, maybe one, you know, no, there's no cop here vote is not enough to remove it from the map for everyone, but two is. Or, you know, if there are users that interact with it, you know, higher level users that earn a lot of points for reporting a lot of shit. And other users giving those users reports thumbs ups indicating that they are accurate. Then they probably get more weight for, is there a cop here? Is there no cop here? Like, it's probably a system like that. So it's probably sort of reliable. Like, right now I'm in a spot that says that it's supposed to be at a complete standstill. ETA change, 6-minute delay, traffic is building up ahead. Ugh. And they got a little frowny face. Tell me about it. It's not a complete standstill. Like, I'm not, like, it's not fucking completely stopped. Like, we're moving. It's heavy traffic, but it's not a total standstill. Those reports are inaccurate. All right. Now says it's going to take an hour 5, 6:55 p.m. Well, how about a little bridge music?
It's Richard Wade here, and we've got a basketball game underway, and also hockey fans, a great hockey matchup. The Maple Leafs are on the road and in Detroit tonight playing the Red Wings. If you want to get the coverage of that, you can find it on SiriusXM Channel 218, and there's going to be another game later on tonight on Channel 219, and that'll be the Oilers against the Ducks at home in Anaheim. Here's Pete Shelley, telephone operator.
I love first wave music and hockey, so thank you for the hockey report. Okay. ETA change, a 9-minute delay. 7:04 p.m. now. Cool.
Did a dope record on there as well called College Flow. I've been kicking it with my boy for the last few months. We've been getting it in, doing a lot of work. Look forward to the up and coming tour as well, starting in January. Of course, Neef Buck, Freeway, that's the gang. I gotta do that. I left it light though. Like I tell people, I never wanted to be like a compilation when it's my project. Mm-hmm. You know, I want them to love me for me. Yeah.
Right here in the middle of the Golden Gate Bridge still.
It's only right. You understand what I'm saying? You know.
Dominique,
Absolutely.
Your project.
I feel like I'm going to do that regardless of whoever I'm on a record with. I'm going to step it up and, you know, go in. I come from.
Me too. I am also going to go in. Ugh, now this thing's doing the shit where it's like, hey, you should get off the freeway and get right back on, and like it's suggesting all these bullshit routes. And Bridge. Maybe this is the version that will play, you know, the entire drive home for the next hour and 7 minutes. Come on, girls, I get on the
the floor. I come alive, y'all. And give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me one, do my, what are you waiting for? To the hip, hop, the hip to the hip, the hip, hip, a hoppy, you don't stop. Rockin' to the bang, 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 bang. We rock, it's gonna be new. And guess what? America, we don't need. Cause you're rocking your ball with so much soul. You're rocking 101 years old.
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out. I'll be my mother. Beat my mama to the boogie, then bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat the show you need. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat.
In 3.5 miles. Exit to exit 445B, Mill Valley, Stetson Beach, State Route 1.
Say what?
Say I love a show, backspin, Sirius XM. That's old school for you right there, baby. Classic hip hop. If your girl start acting up, but then you take her friend. Yeah, me and my man Omanaya, George in the building, Chai in the building, Freshy in the building, Jason in the building. Jay, you know what an OJ is, man? You don't know what an OJ is, do you?
No, I don't.
I know you don't. I know your young ass don't know what an OJ is. You know the song with Rapper's Delight, right?
Of course.
Right. When he said, I'm drive off in the death OJ. You don't know what OJ is? You know the OJ back in the days was a cab.
Oh,
that was a cab, yeah.
Yeah, they still got the OJ cab.
They still got the OJ cab service. That was a cab. Ooh, I remember going to Assembly.
Oh, man.
What?
I had to wear white shirts and black pants.
Yep.
I'm so old school. I owned a pair of Sergio Valente jeans.
Oh, man. I remember the British Knights all tight.
Now, see, now you old school.
Yeah, man.
You old school, son. You old
flashbacks
school.
Right now.
Right.
Sheesh.
I remember when niggas had one baby mother.
Oh, remember that?
Watch out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Far back, right?
These are old school.
One baby moms?
Oh, man.
All right, so y'all hit me up, man. 877-861-SBIN. I'm so old school, you fill in the blanks. It's the Ed Lover Show, Backspin on Sirius XM. Class of the Current Time, man, from Ghostface Killah. He got a new album out called 36 Seasons that I bought today. The classic is one of my favorites because Papa Wu is on the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's talking, it makes no fucking sense whatsoever. All I got is you. I love this song. And Papa Wu is talking about, and listen to Papa Wu on the end tell us that if you keep it real with reality, reality will keep it real with you. I'm so old school, I know what Papa Wu is talking about.
Right.
So first we're going to hit y'all with All That I Got Is You, and then the Battlefield, Ghostface, G-Rap, and AZ of the 36 Seasons album. Y'all need to cop that. It's fucking classic, incredible Ghostface material. See, I love a show, Backspin, Sirius XM, Classic the Current, y'all.
Blood. 3 months, man. I What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama. How old are you, boy? 13.
13?
Damn. The bastards must be running out of niggas to arrest.
This goes out to all the families that went through the struggle. Yeah. From the heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Yeah. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and three sons. But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe. While my whole earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw like...
All right, 0.1 miles. Is there a car stopped on the shoulder? Is Waze accurate? This one's got four thumbs up, so... See nothing yet. This would be a fucked up place for a stop car because the shoulder is not big enough to like handle that. So. I don't see a vehicle stopped on the shoulder. It's not there. Oh, wait. It's right there. There it is.
Continue straight for 50 minutes to East Washington Street.
Four minutes, 7:06 p.m. We'll see.
Again and again and again and again. Yeah. That was the classic. This is the current.
This really fucking sucks. Driving like this in the dark. Going 7 miles an hour. At some point it's probably going to start raining.
So, do we have a future classic?
Talk about it. You don't even know if you've been a couple years.
Hit us up at 866-871-SPIN and let us know.
Not really feeling
somebody tells me, yo, my chick got
a lot of California love right now.
Likes in 3 days. I'd be like, I mean, no views. They'll say views. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, but what if only 1,000 niggas liked it?
Yeah.
Like, how, like, views and likes views, are two different
views
things.
Views and likes, so, and downloads is different.
Exactly. Because a bunch of mother, even niggas could download.
We're really breaking down the internet here.
Big balls and say, this shit is garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you determine who viewed it? if they liked it or not.
Right.
So I'll be telling nigga, don't tell me that stupid shit, Joe. Like, get out of here with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, plus, you can really sit here with your hand and go Apple off.
Because a lot of those that trick
and jump, refresh it, make the numbers jump. Any nigga that knows.
Damn, okay, you know the tricks.
Yo.
Yep, that's exactly how it works.
Anyway, so they just go to it because another motherfucker posted it and said they like it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right about that.
Yeah, and then the first person that makes a comment on your shit, if that's how it's gonna wave. The first nigga said, yo, this shit is hot. It's crazy.
Everybody gonna be on there.
It's hot. The first nigga said, this shit sucks. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas gonna start talking about your family, feet smell, and all kinds of dumb comment niggas is wicked. All it takes is one motherfucking niggas get to talk about niggas' mother.
Right.
Like, why you gotta talk about my mom's, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Niggas is disrespectful. That's why I always feel like comments is not for artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not for it.
Right.
It's a whole different world that they in. Leave them niggas in their world.
Yeah, that's the bloggers. That's people that's home, what you bored, doing? Nothing to do. You let them go ahead and entertain themselves.
And keep it moving. So what we gonna post? What we gonna play next, Chris?
What you got for me, man?
I'm undecided. What, you undecided right now?
I have two, but I'm undecided on. Okay. The BJ the Chicago Kid record.
That's my man. He cold.
Good dude. Or the Rico Love record.
I want the Rico Love record. That was my pick.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Fine.
Let's do it.
Because you have cleavage.
Shout out Rico Love, my brother, D1. What up, Reek?
That's coming out next month. Now, from 1977, Sheena is a punk rocker, and here's Ramones on Sirius XM Curves Way.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bunch of puzzle pieces. I've got pieces of music I don't know what to do with. I've got prose I don't know what to do with. And the process of making a record is just like spreading it all out in front of you and trying to figure it out.
Are there ever, though, like specific phrasings maybe where you think, like, this feels like it would work beat-wise with something that we do with new pornographers versus holding and thinking, this wouldn't work, but I know I can use this on, like, an AC Newman record later?
I don't know. I never think that with lyrics. I just think that for music.
For music, strictly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the lyrics are always later. I found that so fascinating. Has there ever been a song that you've written words for and then thought I could hear music around it in my mind?
No. I don't think there ever has been.
Wow.
I've just always, it's always the music that, I think it's fascinating when people don't do it that way, but I think that's the standard way. I think a lot of songwriters just write lyrics and figure out how to write songs around
it.
Like, that's what, I know that's what Nico does.
Yeah.
So it's strange that we work in complete opposite ways.
Which we've had her up before, and she says, or she has said in the past at least, like, how hard it is for her to write lyrically. And she even told, she was like, and I feel like Carl just is writing songs all the time.
It's hard, but I just do it a lot. I mean, I don't find it easy, but it's just what I do.
Right. It's like second nature at this point.
I mean, I think I have a pretty good sense of
harmony and melody and all that stuff. I think I have a pretty good sense of musical composition. But yeah, when it, for me, the tough part is when, yeah, when you have, I have to start thinking about the lyrics.
Right.
Then it's no fun. Then it becomes like push-ups. And I wish I could find my own personal Bernie Taupin, but I don't trust anybody to do it. Like, even people I admire the most, I just don't trust, because I feel like, no, I have to figure it out, because I...
It's a puzzle, like, you can do it.
Yeah, and only I know the how to figure it out.
How to figure
like,
it out.
I have to bear that burden on my own.
You carry the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to perform another track, High Rise, for us. What can you tell us, sort of, about the coming together of this song?
This is one of the...
Check. Grunge and 90s alternative rock with an electronic twist.
I'll talk about internet installations. Mine's been a little flaky the past couple of days. I guess, you know, after the first big rain, maybe that's to be expected or something. Some box somewhere catching on fire or some horrible thing happening. I'll just like go down for an hour, come back. I gotta move the cable to a different room. Probably gonna move the PC at some point pretty soon here. Gotta get somebody crawling to the house, because I don't think I'm gonna do it. Oh, it just sucks because it's been raining, so under the house is going to be just straight mud. I don't know. Speed's pretty good. I sometimes I think about upgrading to better speed. Like, I don't think I'm in... Like, there was, you know, the thing where, like, oh, everybody turn your Comcast modem off and back on, and some people got some better speeds. But I'm in an area where there's no competition at that tier of speed, so they probably didn't really feel the need to do that. I think I have a blast. Blast Plus, is that a thing?
Play with PWA.
Police reported ahead.
Half mile, cops. Forty-five minutes, 7:15 p.m. Okay. If I had somebody with me, I could be in the carpool lane right now, and that's going significantly faster. What I want to do is figure out what I need to do to get AT&T to stop sending me three letters a week saying, we found significant savings, you can get internet and TV. Because I have a landline with them. And they're like, hey, for, you know, about the same price, you can get a bunch of shit that we want to charge you more for later. Like, no, 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 stop, no. All you can give me is DSL anyway, you fuckers. I'm basically coasting at this point. I have a foot on no pedal. I'm just going like 3 miles an hour. Well, let's talk about Comcast. Has reminded me that I haven't checked the email address on my Comcast account ever. PM, 43 minutes. Miles left to go.
I came with the right check. Let's get right back to the music, man. It's Wes, Big Sean, and Trey. Phone numbers right here with the tour guy.
Yeah. Usually I'd be smoking weed on the intro, drinking water. Just can't feel it. Sick.
But in the killer nigga in this hood, now that motherfucker trending. Cause everybody like damn, them bullets fucked up the system, they hit them like spam. It's rock solid, we them niggas in the streets. We throw at you and then we throw at the police, nigga.
I'm going out there for myself, but I get nowhere unless the team wins.
I just got home from UK, 2K, I'm one of them. Five Muslims to crime, shout out to Lupe. And I'm sick with the crime. Got myself a slice of that American pie. About to see how I use it. Travel around the U.S. They love me out in PA. Shout out my nigga Pepe. They know me out in L.A. Don't make me call Chrissy, my nigga, he not from Bel Air. At night they at the club with some bitches, they poppin' Bel Air. The young in the school having visions of making more bread. If never run out, we like strolling, we make it more bread. Brand new law, you can tell I'm at the boss set. Whoever ready should get it tatted on their forehead. Lord Billy with me, Hillary, Pete Millie. State property, D.C. Sweating that sound, sipping on the CD. Audio crack, we cook it up, y'all gon' listen. Yeah.
Speed beaming, need Jesus. Line sharp as Poppy G, creases JP Smith. I'm listening for your skills. At the speaker like a ran down cleat sneaker. I just can't get into the field. It's the independent real. I'm just in the spots, let's be in. Might be why they trying to stick me with a deal. Do that. Smoke cash in this path by twink. Yeah. I live a life stamped on singles. Scared off jingles. To be the best, need the rest. We can't all mingle. I see the stress in my grandma's wrinkles. Let's keep success. Like a vacuum. Blowing up on the red carpet. Fathom. Hot lux with some track rappers. When he go at him, me never been biblical to base. But when the lyrics hit the face, oh my God, it's the God. I'm feeling like Obama in the middle of the race. In the middle of the race, Lord.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team.
Hey, yo, Slay, let's get it. I got evil intentions. Not like stopping the trap for reading and not even a witness.
Nope, nope, not gonna get over it. Oh my God, okay. Keep it together, man. All right. 27 miles to go. Actually, having these countdowns, like having this Waze thing on my phone the whole time is actually probably a negative thing. You know, it's like a clock watcher type thing. Uh-oh, the Drama King is in the building. Nah, fuck it. I keep looking for ways to get into this lane to the left, but whenever I'm doing it, it seems like my lane's going a little bit faster, so I stick with it, and then I'm proven wrong, and then...
Holiday extravaganza. You know, we all up in the building. South my man Votto, we're gonna be in the building. Slime. Uncle Murder's gonna be in the building.
Murder.
Cheeks is gonna be in the building. out to Rich Dollars, Johnny Blaze, Miss Cat, yourself, Jazzy Bell, and a whole lot of ladies. Shout out to homie DJ Enough, you know, that's at Sue's Rendezvous. That's
I gotta come kiss him on the party,
man. Yeah, you know how I do.
You go up, man.
Yeah, Rich gotta come through.
Yeah, straight up.
I'm having a good time, man.
That's right.
Hurry up. And shout out to New Bronx City, they gonna be in the building too. You know what I'm saying? They was up here last week when I was down with the Hocus, 4/5, My Son, Hattie Rax, Oom P.
That's next week, Wednesday,
man. That's next Wednesday. Yeah, how you asking, motherfucker? You supposed to
know. I gotta be a motherfucker and not jazz.
Because you're right.
Because I'm trying to add other people on, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay, that's so
December 17th.
Young Chris, what you doing next week?
I did fuck a couple of niggas' mothers, so, yeah, you can call
title
me.
Title is fitting.
Technically.
It's December 17th.
Title is fitting. December 17th. If you're not doing nothing, young Chris, please come through. I'm saying the date. You know we're an hour away. Thank you. Celebrate that network three. Got a lot of step kids, yo. Talk about the network three. What's the media behind the actual? Well, the network three, you know, me and Cannon, like I said, we did part one, part two, part three. I forget what year I first started. Probably like 08 I first started the first one. But
you know, with Rockefeller and everything, we was all to ourselves. We had everything in the in-house. We never had to go outside the circle. You know what I'm saying? We had the managers, we had the producers, we had rappers, we had everything there. I never had to go outside the circle. So when everything crumbled and, you know, we all went our own ways, I felt like network was the way to go. I started networking in the industry and, you know, just messing with a few people that I felt was hot.
There's a lot of money in the room. She said she wanna buy, wanna shoot some hoop. I put up big numbers for a newer crew. We just out here doing what young niggas do. Me and that boy Future could probably start a crew. Also Casey and JoJo shit had these bitches loose. Man, they know what it do. We got these niggas in the game stuck and they shouldn't move. I don't like sudden moves. Tell me how it's in that every fucking verse get to rewind. And the watch costs too much for free time. And I hit the strip club, that's my beat time. See, I can't get much bigger, I'm in it. Time after time after time, money's all I get and it's still money on my mind. I ain't never satisfied.
It's still not raining yet. Say that much. I could really go for some. I don't know what I'll play right now. You know, it's. I kind of want to fiddle around with some of the Destiny stuff a little bit more. I'm opening up a lane for you. If you want in, get the fuck in. Come on. There you go. But I want to get... I'm level 41 in Call of Duty right now, and I want to kind of... I want a prestige.
Watch out.
Half mile.
Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Watch out. Half mile.
Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the day. Listen, I'm the most the king, yo, it's about a thing,
car stopped on shoulder in 275 feet. Is it still there? These are the sorts of things I'm doing to entertain myself on the drive. Verifying Waze reports. Oh, yep, there it is. Yep, that was there. The hood was up and everything. Hoping things will pick up right about here. It looks like they actually might, because this is where the split to go to the East Bay is, and there's always a bunch of fucked up traffic right up until that point. And then it'll get okay until, like Novato area, when things get narrow again, which is, you know, kind of close to home. The freeway goes from, you know, four lanes eventually down to two. And depending on what time you're there, that fucking can suck shit out of a butt. What's this sign say about getting home? It says 30. Well, this big truck is going to keep me from reading this sign. 34 minutes. That's, yeah, that's more or less what Waze says too. But business is about to pick up. Shit, man, I'm going 40. Basically flying. Alright, everybody, let's drive a fucking million miles an hour now. It says it's gonna take 31 minutes to go 25 miles, but let's beat it. 7:28 p.m., we can do better than that. I said we can do better than that. Stop driving the speed limit. What? Oh, you guys are so... Oh, you guys suck. Okay. Warning.
Cannon.
Watch out. Hazard reported ahead.
Hazard reported ahead. That's ominous. All right, 0.2 miles. Do we see a hazard?
Backspin, baby.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
There is no hazard. They say if you can't see the hazard within 15 seconds of reaching the hazard, then baby, you are the hazard. Time is over. Now I can get in here and go slightly faster. Starting to drizzle.
Watch out. Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Yes, that is a vehicle stopped on the shoulder. Thumbs up. Say that it is raining. Heavy drizzle, you can maybe call it, but all right, now it is raining.
Yeah, it's raining. Yeah, it's raining. It's raining pretty good. Raining pretty good. Yeah, it's. I see brake lights.
Watch out. Rain reported ahead.
Rain reported ahead, you say? Yeah, I'll give that a quick thumbs up while I can still see the road ahead of me.
Hazard reported ahead.
Fuck. Fuck. You guys, it is raining. Slow down to about 50. Minor hydroplaning, a little more. Woo! Let's fucking go.
Watch out. Hazard reported ahead.
That was a hazard, huh? Oh, I glanced at the hazard. It says flood. Great. Alright, not gonna push anything on the phone anymore. I'm fucking straight focused on the road. Good, almost a full second of hydroplaning there. That's pretty good. Glad I've got a good set of tires on this thing. Fuck, if it's been raining like this for a while, when I get, like, it's kind of an unincorporated area that I'm heading up to here, kind of between Marin and Sonoma County, that could flood out. I mean, it wouldn't be closed, but, like, these next 10 miles, these next, nah, the next couple miles will be fine, but...
Watch out.
Hazard reported ahead.
Oh, rain, huh? I'll keep that in mind. You know, it's not a great area when it comes to roads that don't flood in like sudden heavy rains, but they're doing so much construction through here right now where I bet they haven't like finished the drainage that I bet it could really fucking suck. 16 minutes, 10, 8 miles, or yeah, 9.7 miles. Down to two lanes now, and we're kind of, it's kind of middle of nowhere here for a little bit, sort of. It's not a lot of exits until we get to town. But also, like, the freeway's not especially well lit and shit like that, you know? It's just kind of a... I'm sorry. I guess it's a highway now, technically. Not big enough to be a freeway. Thank you. It's not really raining that hard anymore. It's steady, but... And also, I'm going a lot slower, so... Alright, kind of coming up on some construction. See how the roads are. White bootylicious. I do not want to pop that shit. I do not want to get my motherfucking cranium cracked. Sitting down too long. All right, here we are at the county line. There's a makeshift sign out here that says, it's a real sign, but not a permanent sign. It says flooded. Let's see. You diss Dre, you diss yourself. Motherfucker. Left shoulder closed ahead. Alright. That's fine. I intend to stay on the road. Really though. Only one of the three people that can eat a fat dick in this song are still with us. Was Easy, obviously not with us, but it sounds like Tim Dog passed away. I guess it's been like no one has heard from Tim Dog in a long time, and there's finally some kind of confirmation that he'd passed away at some point. I don't know. Just read up on that, see what the latest is. It seemed like there was still some question about it, but less question than there had been for lately. It's on Luke now. Carry the torch. To eat a big fat dick.
Hey,
Alright, suddenly everyone's going kind of faster again. Don't know that I'm into it. Like, I want to get home, but, you know, it's like 55 through here. I don't know. Yeah, that's probably fine. Screech, crash, burn. It's probably fine. Ultimately, this wasn't that much larger of an ordeal than it would be normally leaving at 5. You know, there's going to be fucked up traffic when you leave at, like, normal time, rush hour type stuff, you know? Stay in vehicle, it says here. If car breaks down, stay in vehicle, is what that electronic sign says. The fuck? I guess because it's two lanes here, and they're doing all kinds of construction to build a new bridge that we're driving on right now. So there are no shoulders, so you can't really get out of the car without just being, like, just standing on the fucking freeway. First big rain since they built shopping centers on one of the town's big floodplains. See how that goes. I still remember the rowboat going right up to the front door of the house and evacuating my mother and I. Like, we literally stepped from our front porch into a boat. That's how high the water was. And that was before it got, you know, way higher. There was, like, 6 feet of water in the house. Getting off the freeway. You know, I can walk home from here unless everything is completely underwater.
Let's go. So it's low, that is the tempo.
I think we're gonna make it. I made it. Wasn't sure if I was going to make it, but I made it. All right, I'm going to go inside and get ready for the rain to get a whole lot harder, I guess, over the next couple of days here. We'll see how everything goes. I mean, hopefully it'll be fine. And I don't know. Have a good night.